Every year, tens of thousands of people who were deported from the U.S. some time ago return, many claiming their lives are in danger, according to Simon Sandoval Moschenberg, an attorney with Virginia's Legal Aid Justice Center.
One of our clients, it was severe domestic violence. Another one of our clients, it was opposition to the criminal gangs that had taken over their neighborhood. But they experienced some form of persecution that requires them to flee to the United States again.
Because of their previous record, the Trump administration decided those people should be held in detention centers until their cases could be heard.
And these cases can last well over a year, 2 years. We're even aware of one who's been behind bars fighting out his case for 3 years now.
Working with a prominent D.C. law firm, McDermott, Will & Emery, the Legal Aid Justice Center will argue that these people should at least be permitted to ask a judge for bond.
And in preparation for this hearing, we pulled the numbers from Virginia, where we've had this rule in place for about 2.5 years now. And what we found is that about 50% of the people in this category who requested a bond were given one, right? Because the judge looked at their case on an individual basis and decided this person's not a danger, they have a strong case, so they're likely to, you know, show up for court.
After hearing the case virtually, the justices will take 3 to 6 months to decide the matter, and their decision will guide cases of immigrants seeking asylum nationwide. I'm Sandy Houseman.